And then all of a sudden, it just, poof. I don't know what was going on last Friday night. But, they, I mean, yeah, they did not look good. I know that the fans are really down on Iowa. And, man, they were sure were vocal. And I'm getting all kinds of text messages and everything else and about wanting to bring the red shirts out and bringing out Spencer Lee and Werner and so forth or whatever. But it was one meet. One meet. Luckily, we escaped by, you know, a very, 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 very minimal slim margin and won it, but it was one meet. And up to that point, we looked pretty good. Now, this Friday against Rutgers is going to be the real test. If we go and we wrestle like that again, then it's like, okay, something's not right here.
You're still probably going to lose.
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt about it. They wrestled like they wrestled against Illinois. We're not only going to lose, it's not probably even going to be close. But I'm not sold. I mean, again, this is just Mark Ironside. This is not the coaching staff or anybody else. But I am not sold on bringing out Spencer Lee or for sure Werner or Murrin at 41 or anybody else. I'm just, if I'm a head coach, I don't do it, you know. But I still think it'll happen, especially with Spencer Lee, probably after Christmas, if things go well at the Midlands and so forth, and his knee's holding up and he wrestles well or whatever. But I think that patience is a virtue, and this year we just have to be patient with certain things, and you got to look long-term and go from there. But unfortunately, a lot of people want, you know, immediate success, but it comes with a price, and it just, it's kind of like the saying, sometimes, you know, it takes money to spend money. Well, sometimes you kind of have to go backwards a little bit and just kind of, you know, ride out the storm before things get better. And that's kind of the situation we're in. And the thing is about Stickley, I love the kid. He's going out, at least the other night. Yeah, he got beat, but he was like the only kid on the entire team that actually went out and wrestled. He got within 1 point of his opponent battling. Took a bad shot, but at least he was shooting and ended up getting scored on, and that's what took the match away from him. Okay? Hey, at least he's going out and wrestling. You know, if anybody's to fault, I fought Sorensen and I fought Kemmer. Those two guys and Cash Wilkie, but, and, you know, a couple other guys too. But I think those guys are the veterans. Those guys are return All-Americans. Those guys are the ones that when you're wrestling guys that aren't even ranked or ranked like 17th or 18th, 18th, and you're ranked second in the country, you're only pulling out a 4-1 victory, those guys are the ones that should be having your fingers pointed at. Not Vince Turk or Stickley or Laux. Yeah, did Laux and Vince Turk wrestle bad? Yeah, terrible. But they're also first-year guys in the lineup. They're you know, they're not your veterans. They're not your guys that are ranked second in the country should be butt-whippers, you know? I mean, Sorensen is in his fourth year on the varsity level, and we're still dealing with no offense. That's an issue, okay? Not Stickley or Vince Turk and so many others. Cash Wilkie, in his second year, he's wrestling a guy that's barely 500, okay, not even ranked, and it takes till overtime to slip in a real quick takedown, which he makes look super easy. The only offensive holy hit in the entire match.
Why'd you do that earlier?
Yeah, you know, that's what we got to go back to. You know, I don't have my notes from the other night, but if you go back to see how many takedowns that we had in the first period as a team, it was so minimal.
They had 9, and that's very un-Iowa-like.
I know it. We were just plain were not ready to wrestle the other night. I think it was I'm hoping that it was a really, really big wake-up call for everybody involved, you know, within the program, and we have our heads on straight, whether it was weight cutting issues, whether they were busy with studies that week, whether they just plain got lackadaisical. I don't know. I don't really care. What I do care about is showing up to Rutgers in a very, very hostile environment with a team that would love nothing more on earth than to beat Iowa in their home facility, and it's going to be really hostile there. If we can't get up and go out and compete in that kind of atmosphere there, we're in serious trouble. I do think that you're going to see Alex Marinelli in the lineup this weekend. Mm.
Oh, you do?
That I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. You heard it here first.
And I don't know that for sure. That's just me making a
hot take.
Educated guess.
Well, we call it a hot take, Mark.
There you go. Sure, in radio biz.
Well, he hasn't wrestled, and he's ranked higher than Caleb Young.
You know, Caleb Young. I tell you what, in Caleb Young's defense a little bit, I mean, you get technical fouled by Imar, who's a two-time national champ, three-time finalist. But Imar the other night, he looked like the Imar of old. Mm. I mean, he looked good, really good. And he wasn't, like, gloating about it. He wasn't celebrating whatever. He was a man on a mission, went out, kicked the crap out of Young, shook hands, walked off the mat like it was his everyday job. And that's what I really, really like about Imar, where he was at. You could just tell. I mean, he's a man on a mission right now, and it was impressive.
Well, the clock's ticking for him. Seems like he's been here 8 years.
I know.
Isaiah Martinez. But a lot of people were asking, if you're the Illinois heavyweight, why don't you just play keep away for a while?
I have no clue what that guy was thinking. I mean, I don't understand it.
Obviously, you know, the heat of the moment got up to him, and I'm going to put this thing away.
Well, I mean, he obviously didn't do his homework. The coaches obviously didn't talk to him. I mean, you're wrestling Sam Stoll, who I'm on the radio like, if we wanted one guy out of an entire team that when we needed a fall to have on the mat, it's Sam Stoll. I mean, he's really good at upper body Greco-Roman stuff. And the thing is, at the point in time when we were down by 5 points, Sam Stoll's not going to go out and get a tech fall and tie this meet for us. You know, a 6-2 victory, it's not going to win this meet for us. Sam Stoll knew that. He knew he needed a fall. He's the man for the job. But boy, I did not expect that Illinois heavyweight to help him out like he did and throw himself to his back. I don't know what Heffernan was probably thinking, but
oh my gosh.
Yeah, they had that thing and they just threw it right to their backs.
You told us last year, Mark, I think it was, that you thought Rutgers was a sleeping giant in college wrestling, and I think they're ranked in the top 15 right now.
Sixteenth.
About the entire lineup is from New Jersey, and I think that was your point. That New Jersey recruiting ground is probably going to propel Rutgers to some pretty nice things.
Yeah, I actually said, a couple years ago, when Rutgers got introduced into the Big Ten, I said, that is a team, you give them 4 years, and they are going to be a title contender. And New Jersey has some studs out there from New Jersey. And just being in that Big Ten, Pritzloff being over there as an assistant coach who does a great job. And now this year getting Siriano, the transfer from Penn State, their 25-pounder from last year, transferring back closer to home in New Jersey to Rutgers. That was a humongous boost for them. Rutgers they're a team on the rise. And if they could actually get a facility to go along with things now, and maybe they are, I don't know, but like their room was just, when we were out there 2 years ago, the first year that we wrestled them in the Big Ten, their room was just terrible. I mean, Iowa wants to complain about their room and think that they need to step up their room a little bit. Go to a room like Rutgers, okay? Oh my goodness. I mean, that looks like the Cracker Box gym at Wilson Middle School. You know, I mean,
no stage though.
Yeah, no stage. It's bad. And they're making waves, and I'm sure that's obviously a school like that. It's on the radar, and if the school cares about the program, they're going to do something about that. So, but yeah, they're definitely a team to be not taken lightly. That's for sure. And we better be on our A game going in there on Friday night.
Now, I wasn't the only team that got scared to death.
I know it.
Penn State and Lehigh. Lehigh got Penn State in that their little gym. You know, not quite the West Gym or something like that.
About 10,000 in
there. It's not that small, but still, it's like the McLeod Center.
Yep.
Something similar like that. And they had Penn State down, 15-0?
15-0 right out of the gate.
Yep.
You know, and they came back some bonus points, came down to the last meet or match, just like the Iowa-Illinois meet did. You know, and Lehigh, you know, they had a lot going on there. That gym and those Lehigh fans, I mean, it's... they get up for you. They know the wrestling out there. I know the last time we wrestled out there, I love going to those type of places and wrestling in foreign places like that. It's almost like you're going overseas a little bit and you're competing like against Iran or whoever, you know. I mean, it's, people love to hate Iowa. That's the bottom line. And it's just, you know, if that's the case, you know, that means you're doing something right. And But Penn State got out of there, just like Iowa did. Penn State did not have their returning national champ, Vincent Joseph, in the lineup at 165 pounds. So I'm sure that played a role in returning as well. You know, so Penn State wasn't fully loaded. But, I mean, it does show a little bit that, you know, they are human and they are vulnerable. So nothing's a given.
Last competition this weekend before the Midlands. And then you go into a break, finals and whatnot. But there's pretty considerable break between Maryland on Sunday and the Midlands.
19 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where, you know, your workouts and weight control become a major factor. You know, I see the roster that they're taking over to or out east. They're taking quite a few guys. They're taking as many as they can take. Within compliance.
What are the restrictions? I never heard that.
There's so many guys that you can travel, that can travel with you. You can take, I think, three extra guys.
Oh.
So they're taking an extra 33-pounder, extra 41-pounder, and extra 65-pounder. And actually, they might even be taking an extra 49-pounder. So I'm not sure what that's about. Maybe Sorensen tweaked something this week. I don't know. But they're taking a lot of extra guys for different reasons, I'm sure. But one of them is to be able to, if they're going to be gone away from home that long, they don't want some of those guys that maybe aren't the main starters just on their own for 4 or 5 days. And then you got the whole entire break until Midlands and after Christmas. They want to be able to keep an eye on them even for that 4 or 5 days. Plus, it's good for them to travel with them. It's good for them to weigh in, keep that weight under control. It's really smart for them to travel. Whether they're going to get a shot to wrestle or not, some of those other guys, more than likely not, but you never know. So, but yeah, it's very – this is the time of year that you have to be extremely disciplined in a lot of areas, socially as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and just up and down the line right there. And I think this is going to be a fantastic year. I mean, I think Lehigh showed that, you know, yeah, Penn State, Ohio State, they're probably the two favorites at this point. But I think this is just going to be 3 months of fun until we get to the finals. I mean, this thing could go about a million different directions. Like you said, with Martinez showing what he did, you know, if he gets to the finals, wins it, it kind of throws a wrench into it a little bit. There's so many different scenarios that could play out.
For sure. And, I mean, that's pretty much the way it is every year. But it just seems like wrestling is just, you know, when you're not on top and kicking butt and taking names every year and you're in the dogfight to be right there, things get really interesting. And that's kind of where the Hawkeyes are at right now. The Big Ten Championship is going to be extremely interesting, but, you know, as well as the Big Ten season. So, and there's a lot of good guys, a lot of different weights. You know, every weight class is, except for 97, really, is pretty open. And that brings another thing, you know, to the table is, you know, Patrick Downey transferred from Iowa State. Hopefully he'll become eligible after Christmas and we can start seeing him in the lineup, whether it's at 97 or 84, I don't know yet. But there will be a new phase. And I think, you know, with his style that, you know, he'll bring an awful lot to the table as well, too.
You and I fourth in the Las Vegas Invitational, which is a really good finish. That's a big tournament.
Not
all the headline wrestling programs are there, but still a pretty good tournament. And to finish fourth, I think 6 medalists perhaps. That's pretty good showing.
Yeah, it was you know, good and bad for you know, Northern Iowa. I don't think the tournament was had the quality of teams in it that normally has. I mean, it did have Ohio State, and I can't remember who else was over there. But, you know, they had some guys in there that did well for where they're at, what they were seated, what their rank. And then they had other guys that, you know, like Max Thompson, you know, finished fourth, and I think he's ranked fourth in the country. So that wasn't, you know, the best of showing for Max there. But, I mean, there were some good things, some bad things. But they show that they can compete. You know, I've seen Schwab's quotes in the paper saying it was like a mini nationals. I wouldn't really quite go that far, but hey, whatever you want to tell your guys to keep them motivated and excited and build confidence in them, that's what it's all about.
Well, Ohio State wins it, Michigan second, Arizona State third, you and I fourth, and Nebraska.
So what'd you say, Ohio State, Michigan?
Arizona State was third. Yeah.
Arizona State.
And they're all in the top 11 right now.
Yeah.
So they are not too bad. Not too bad a field.
I mean, it's not a bad field, you know. I mean, Virginia Tech was in there, Nebraska was in there too, and you don't know this time of year, you know, who's really in the lineup and who's really. I mean, the other thing this time of year is some people don't have their weight quite under control yet. They're not wrestling as well as they might later in the season and so forth. There's a lot of different factors that go in this early in the season, but. I don't know. I'm just kind of still disappointed that when you and I don't wrestle each other.
Everybody
I can't
is.
Get over that.
Maybe next year.
No.
You know how many teams are in the Big 12 wrestling?
More than there used to be. Five or six.
You and I is in the Big 12.
Yes. Missouri is not.
The two Oklahomas. Nebraska. No, Nebraska's in the Big 10.
Nebraska's in the Big 10.
North Dakota State.
Oklahoma State.
South Dakota State.
Yeah, South Dakota State's in.
I think North Dakota State is also in the Big 12 for wrestling, or are they not?
I thought they were in that conference that you and I was in before.
Oh, the MAC.
The MAC.
Yeah, with Missouri.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay. So just South Dakota State is in there.
I'm surprised that Missouri's not in there anymore.
SEC's not a big wrestling hotbed.
No, but for the sport of wrestling, I would think that they'd want to stay in that.
Yeah, but if they go to the Big 12 and one sport, then they're going to be,
Here you go, the two Oklahomas, Iowa State, Air Force, North Dakota State, Northern Colorado, South Dakota State, Utah Valley, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
All in the Big 12?
All in the Big 12.
Wow, a lot of them have rejoined into there then.
That's good, though.
That's big.
That's good.
Yeah. I was not aware of all those schools being in the Big 12.
Ten schools.
That had to have happened in the last
couple years.
Mm-hmm. Because like 3 years ago, there was only like three schools.
Yeah.
Iowa State and the two
Oklahomas.
And then Missouri,
representation
and then Missouri
in the
got out.
Tournament.
Yeah, for sure. So that's fantastic. All those schools are there. Now, the only bad thing is the conferences they left. Where does that leave the conferences that they left? But it's a good thing, though, that they got that going for Big 12.
Well, there'll be a lot of Uno games that will go unwon by you because you will not be headed out to Piscataway and the College Park. So hey, people have a chance now, right?
They do have a chance.
Okay.
They do have a chance.
All right. Good to hear. Good to hear.
Last time we were out there, too, we got hit with like a foot of snow overnight, and we got stranded there and stuck there, and we ended up busing halfway home and then finally caught a fly. It was crazy.
You didn't want that again.
No. I don't miss that part of traveling.
Right, Mark. Hey, man. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, fellas. Thanks.
All right. Mark Ironside joining us, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Stop on by or give them a call. Check them out online as well. And, Mark, before we get to Chris Liss here, we need to talk a little bowling here, Bowling Night in America. It is the preview edition. It is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And we're on the end tonight.
Yeah, we're on the far west end, lanes 31 and 32. We'll get the draft of everybody opening the door right behind us, but we'll live with it, okay? Week 14 in the mature Evergreen League. Rusty Nails and KBO Catering tied for third.
Something's got to give.
Each with 30 and 22. Well, maybe, maybe not. could be separation Wednesday or could go 2-2 and we're still tied. So we shall see. But week 14 already, Scott.
Already.
Nearing the midway point.
We're not even close. Not even close. Yeah, we're about 36%.
I got to give a shout-out to still technically a member of the Rusty Nails, but he's decided to substitute this year because he's on third shift. Jeff Bruner, now in a morning league, is kind of going out on us. But he's in a morning league, and today, was it today? Yesterday.
Yeah,
782. Chase, you've never did that for us.
We looked up the average. It's 214.
Come on, you know, Brew. What's up with that?
That'd been nice to bring on a Wednesday night.
782 for young Jeff Bruner. How about that?
Not too shabby. 280 was his high game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. A little extra today. And we'll let you know what happens tomorrow. But stop on by. We're getting to the holidays. You can have your holiday party. Give them a call out there at Bay City Bowl. They can set you up with something like that. You can always stop by at the Pro Shop and see Andy as well.
Phone number 362-0136. Website, maycitybowlcr.com.
KJ Pilcher has just messaged me that the Big 12 has 12 teams again with the addition of UNI and Fresno State.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. It's even growing. We'll talk to KJ coming up next Tuesday here on the program. Take a break. Come back, Chris List, to answer your fantasy questions when we return after this here on KGYM.
When we listen to the radio, we never agree on the station.
Classic rock.
Hip-hop. Pop.
Guys, quiet. The one thing we do agree on, we all want an awesome free phone. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four free phones of your choice from brands you love, like Samsung, Motorola, and LG when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Free phone requires port. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Bay City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, Bay City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at Bay City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Our thanks to Mark Ironside for stopping by. Kevin Lehman will join us tomorrow. Two big basketball games, Iowa and Iowa State men coming up tomorrow. Also coming up tomorrow night, UNI and Texas Arlington, who are both in the top 50 in the RPI in the country. You take a look at RPI, that one's the game of the night in the state of Iowa. By the way, our friend KJ Pilcher, who joins us every other Tuesday to talk high school and some college wrestling, told us the Big 12 has 12 teams with UNI and Fresno State. Air Force, Iowa State, Northern Colorado, North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Utah Valley, Wyoming, West Virginia, UNI, Fresno State. There is a rundown. More representation in the national meet. Is what it gets down to.
Absolutely.
And better, more wrestling, better wrestling. Chris List, rotowire.com. He wants you to have a better fantasy football team. Joins us right now here on KGYM. Your calls, your texts are welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. And I imagine the party is still going at the List household after Ben McAdoo's departure. Isn't that right, Chris?
Well, it's funny, like, good riddance, thank God. But I'm starting to realize that, like, John Mara is a huge part of the problem. You can't fire the owner. You know, John Mara reinstated Eli. It's like, he knew that Eli was getting benched. They announced that midweek. If he wanted to fire these guys, he could have fired him last week. Who cares what week they're fired? And said Eli's keeping the streak alive. Clearly what happened was he was on board with Eli being benched. He heard about the outcry, and then he caved because this guy's got no spine. He's got no conviction. I mean, you're a billionaire owner. I mean, what can really happen to you? You're not nothing to worry about. Just do the right thing. So we've got this real wishy-washy owner, and it's the reason McAdoo got hired in the first place. And I'm kind of worried they're going to hire some cowardly coach like Mike Smith. I want a real coach. I want a Josh McDaniels. You know, I want a coach who's going to take some chances. So, you know, it's good that McAdoo's out, but we're not out of the woods yet.
Where do the Giants go in the draft, Chris?
I mean, I'm nervous that they're going to try to bring Eli's carcass back. I mean, they need to move on. Moving on is moving on. You know, I mean, when you say goodbye, you say goodbye. You don't go back. You know, you break up with your ex, you don't go back. You know what I'm saying? You don't keep going back. You move on. You forge a new relationship. And they need to draft a quarterback. You know, Geno Smith was very unlikely to be the answer. no more likely this week than he was last week. Davis Webb is apparently not ready. So go use that pick on a top quarterback. And I know nothing about college football, but you got to, you know, they, you know, Deshaun Watson came out. Jared Goff, Carson Wentz. These are the quarterbacks you need to get, and you need to get one of them this draft.
Text starting to pour in here, Chris, 319-366-1600. Let's see. Pick two in a non-PPR, Chris. Mike Evans, Jarvis Landry, Davante Adams, or Josh Gordon?
I'm going to say Mike Evans. And, I mean, you know, I know he did nothing last week, but he's still going to get targets. And I will say Davante Adams.
79-66 needs one in a non-PPR. Funchess, Shepard, or Hogan?
Make sure Funchess is healthy, but I will say, well, he's got Xavier Rhodes probably guarding him. But Hogan's probably not healthy. And then Shepard is dinged up this week. You know, go Shepard.
Our friend Joe asks, McCown or Carr? McCown has been a sleeper. He had some huge weeks.
I like Carr. I think it's pretty close, but I would go Carr.
1075, Cam Newton or Case Keenum? By the way, Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications.
I would go with Keenum, though not by a large margin.
8096, PPR League, Drake or Adrian Peterson? And Gordon or Amari Cooper? No Marcus Peters for the Chiefs this week.
Right. If Cooper's cleared, I'd probably... I'm going to go Gordon. I don't care. Gordon, I'm a huge Gordon guy. I'll go Gordon. If Cooper's totally cleared from the concussion, it would be a close call. And then Peterson is still dinged up, so I would go Kenyon Drake, especially in PPR.
Rick is in a standard scoring league. Kirk Cousins or Alex Smith?
I would go Alex Smith, I think, in this matchup.
Aaron Jones or Cooper Kupp for a flex spot?
That's a tough one. I guess I'm going Cooper Kupp in a PPR, Aaron Jones in a non-PPR. But with Jones, you got to kind of keep following along to see what the plan is between him and Jamal Williams.
All right, Chris, I was 5-8 in the Interoffice League. Not proud of that. But those eight losses were by an average of 11 points. Does that usually indicate bad luck or bad management?
Well, I would say you got bad luck, bad management, bad coaching. where'd you rank in the total points output in your league?
I don't know for sure, but I was scoring 120, 130 points a week, pretty much.
Is that good or not relative to the
league? Yeah, it's in the middle. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're 6-7, you're in the middle in scoring, then, or 5-8, well, then you got a little unlucky, but you're still not a playoff team. You know, you maybe should have been 6-7, but that wasn't going to get you in anyway. So, no, it's your fault.
Well, I didn't do well in that league either, but I would like to publicly thank Rex Burkhead for his continued improvement for the New England Patriots to help me out to a playoff win, first round win last week.
Nice. Good for you. What, the playoffs start week 13 for you, Scott?
Yeah, everybody makes our playoffs in this league. Not the inter-building league here, but the other one I'm in. So I like that. I kind of like it. Keeps everybody going. Then we have a consolation pool, and so there you go. Everybody gets a ribbon.
It's like the NBA.
Chris, you licking your chops with any particular matchups this week?
You know, not really. I don't see anything that's just super obvious. The quarterbacks, nobody has an amazing matchup. I mean, I was looking at our slide. Jeff Erickson has Wentz as his number one QB, but the Rams have a good pass defense, and he's on the road. You know, Le'Veon Bell should do. I guess Le'Veon Bell is the obvious against Baltimore. He's got a good defense, but they're not great against the run. And then, no, not really. You know, I want to see what Josh Gordon, you know, Josh Gordon comes back, first game back, and he's facing one of the top cornerbacks in the entire NFL in Casey Hayward. Let's see what he does against Green Bay's mediocre cornerback, because I think he could have a huge game.
I've got a question about baseball and this Ohtani character from Japan. A dual player, if he qualifies as both a pitcher and a position player, how does that work?
Well, this has been a contentious debate in our industry. My suggestion, which nobody seems to like, but it's obviously the best one, is you draft a guy and you activate him. Say he qualifies as a pitcher because he, you know, that's where he qualifies. And then he plays a couple games with DH or outfield or whatever. After whatever the number of qualifying games is in your league, then he qualifies there too. But what you do is he gets both stats all week, okay? Because there's no reason that you shouldn't enjoy the combination of his skills. It's like, you know, when you play fantasy baseball, you're not like, oh, well, I've got Trout's home runs and RBIs, but someone else has his steals, so it's just not fair. He's too valuable because he steals, you know. No, you get everything. And so if he qualifies as a pitcher, how do you get the hitting stats? You just create in your commissioner service a little drop-down that's either pitcher or bench, and then the third one saying pitcher with hitting stats. And every pitcher could have that, though you don't really want most pitchers hitting stats, and they don't hit that often. But with Ohtani, you would want them. And so you would just put him at pitcher and add the hitting stats. And, you know, if you want Bumgarner to add his hitting stats, great. You know, you'll get a 200 average with a few home runs, so fine. Just add that to the commissioner service, feed in the offensive stats too. And instead of a five-category player like Trout, now you've got a 7 or 8 category player.
Ooh.
Now you've got a real monster. And then it would be up to you. Are you going to take him over Kershaw or over Trout? You know, because obviously he could do stuff in every category. It doesn't mean he's going to get a 150 ERA like Kershaw. He might have a 330 ERA. You know, we don't know how good he is yet. But it would just be a really interesting puzzle if you let him play. All these guys say, oh, we'll have two Ohtanis, the pitcher Ohtani, a hitter Ohtani. And I'm thinking, that's dumb. Why would you want that? Let's have the guy be everything that he does. So that's my answer.
Very interesting, Chris. Appreciate that. Let's squeeze in just a couple more football questions from our text line. 3297 would like you to pick two in a non-PPR league at wide receiver. Emmanuel Sanders, Landry, Mike Wallace, or Doxson?
I guess I'm going Landry, and Sanders has been banged up, so I don't know. And I guess Mike Wallace. Pretty ugly, but I'll go Landry and Wallace.
Had a good game last week.
Tony and Anamosa is in a PPR. Amendola or Dez for a flex?
Dez.
Pick one to sit in a non-PPR. Pick one to sit. Howard, P. Ryan, Collins, or Mike Davis?
I guess I'll say Mike Davis against Jacksonville.
0720 is in a standard league, needs a tight end. Doyle, Njoku, or Steven Anderson?
Very close between all three of them. I'm going to say, very tough. I'll say Doyle for the targets, but Njoku is kind of the wild card with upside.
97-82, Michael Thomas or Alshon Jeffrey in a standard league?
I would go with Michael Thomas.
Tight end in a PPR, Henry or Brait?
Make sure Henry is healthy, but if he is, I'm going to Henry.
Last one, Chris. Really appreciate it. 8096 is in a PPR. Shepard, Gordon, or Emmanuel Sanders?
Gordon. Come on. Roll the dice. Josh Gordon.
They were looking at him last week.
And then Williams or Alfred Morris?
Who's that? Alfred Morris or who?
Williams. Jay Williams? Jay.
Jamal Williams?
Yeah.
Probably Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
I would go Morris unless the Packers come out definitively and say Williams is their guy.
All right. You can get more answers as well, Chris. Tell them about the website where you can just type in your league's information and get yourself helped out a little bit.
Exactly. RotoWire.com/trial. It is totally free without a credit card for 10 days. You can get all your start sit questions answered by Jeff Erickson's Value Meter column, which ranks everybody by position for that week, or you can even email our Ask the Experts. You get an answer within 24 hours. It's totally free for the first 10 days. RotoWire.com/trial.
All right. Chris, talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Chris List joining us courtesy of I'm On Communications. All right, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Iowa State women's basketball tonight at 6:30 on 1600 AM.
At Nationwide, our agents